Use OpenGraph to get video thumbnails into your search results. An article that appeared on Search Engine Land, July 25th, 2012, by Brian Massey. It's the Conversion Scientist Podcast. I'm Brian Massey, the Conversion Scientist. I've written the tell-all book that shows you how we create high-converting websites for our clients. It's called Your Customer Creation Equation, Unexpected Website Formulas of the Conversion Scientist. Find out more at www.customercreationequation.com. Jewel Harvey is, among other things, the video scientist at Conversion Sciences. Over the past 4 years, he's developed video strategies for a large number of online retailers. We found that video is great for drawing and converting qualified search traffic, so I asked Jewel to tell us his tricks for getting video ranked on Google. He doesn't disappoint. Search marketers are always looking for strategies to give them an edge. Ever since Google first announced universal blended search results in 2008, search marketers have been looking for ways to consistently use the blended results to their advantage. Let's start with the opportunity. According to Jewel, one of the most mysterious and difficult universal channels has been video, particularly getting video thumbnail images associated with the search results that you rank for with your domain. It's important because these thumbnails capture searchers' attention and can make a number 3 ranking perform like a number 1 ranking in terms of click-through rates and traffic. The problem: the criteria for getting video thumbnails in your search listings has never been transparent, but Jewel says the videos must be indexed and associated with our domain in Google Video for there to be any possibility of thumbnail associations. He warns that if we've done this, there is no certainty, but only increased probability. Apparently, factors such as industry, geography, and search terms all influence which types of blended results are displayed, if at all. In the beginning of universal search, Jewel used a process that was relatively easy. 1. Add unique video to your site. 2. Ensure the video player and video file are on the URL you want that video's thumbnail to rank for. And 3. Submit video sitemap to Google Webmaster Tools. Beginning in 2008, he saw thousands of videos ranked using this simple process. But over the course of the next 18 months, videos that had been previously ranked began falling out of the video index, and fewer non-YouTube videos were being added to the video index, he says. With the addition of one step, Jewel says he can significantly increase the likelihood of getting a video thumbnail in our search results. 1. Add unique video to your site. 2. Add OpenGraph tags. 3. Ensure the video player and video file are on the URL you want that video's thumbnail to rank for. And 4. Submit video sitemap to Google Webmaster Tools. Okay, so number 1, number 3, and number 4 look familiar. But OpenGraph tags for video SEO? Really? Jewel says absolutely. OpenGraph is a protocol developed by Facebook that allows any web page to become a rich object in a social graph. At their most basic, OpenGraph tags allow you to define and categorize the objects on your site that you associate Facebook like buttons to. Think of them as social media meta tags. My question was, why do they matter? First, says Jewel, Google has made a conscious effort to get more social. OpenGraph tags are currently the key components of that. Second, he points out that many video players today are buried in JavaScript. It can be difficult for spiders to verify the existence of a video file on such a page. This is important because when you submit a sitemap to Webmaster Tools, you're telling Google that you have videos on specific pages. Rather than take your word for it, the spiders must verify it. However, because JavaScript-based players are common on the market and used by many huge brands, and because the spiders can, but usually don't, execute JavaScript, verification can be tricky. Enter OpenGraph tags. Though not perfect, Jewel believes that they are viewed as an adequate video verification signal. Adding OpenGraph video tags to your site. OpenGraph tags should be placed before the closing head tag. They include things like meta property equals OG colon video, and content equals the URL of the video file. Another meta property is OG colon video colon secure underbar URL. Content equals the URL of the secure video that you have on your site. Meta property OG colon video colon type. Content equals application slash your video application file. Meta property OG colon video colon width. and the content lists the width of that. And meta property OG colon video colon height, content equals the height of the video. Joel showed me some domains found in the wild that rank video well. YouTube. Anyone who wants to get video ranked in Google Video would be wise to look at how YouTube works. Take a quick look at the source code on any given video page from YouTube. You'll see the open graph tags. Ebags. These guys have consistently ranked video since 2009. Let's take a look. They have lots of open graph tags on their pages. Zappos. I was glad to see Joel choose Zappos as an example. This company is the granddaddy of e-commerce video and has one of the longest running track records of successful video SEO. Let's take a look at their source code for a page where they have a video thumbnail in their results. Again, you see the open graph tags. Wow, he says, not only do they have a video open graph tag, but it's the only open graph tag. There's smoke, but is there a fire? Evidence suggests that open graph tags, when used in conjunction with video SEO best practices, play a strong role in getting video thumbnails in your search results. Are they the single most important element? Probably not. If you use them, are you guaranteed to get video thumbnail results? No. But if you want to leverage your video assets and get thumbnails ranked and increase search traffic, Joel makes a strong case that this is your formula. Joel Harvey is a conversion scientist at Conversion Sciences, and you can learn more about him at conversionsciences.com. Thanks for listening to the Conversion Scientist podcast. I'm Brian Massey, the Conversion Scientist. Learn more at www.conversionscientist.com.